Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. Just wet my whistle. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. So one article I'm working on is what sort of foods and things we got out of World War II. Apparently, ATM machines came from World War II. Certain rocket ships, radar, ballpoint pens came out of World War II. ATM machines, they're saying. The concept of ATM machines came out of World War II. So a lot of interesting things came out of World War II, but very interesting to me is food. And I had no ideas that, like, M&Ms came out of World War II. M&Ms, the thing is they needed bite-sized chocolate pieces that were smaller than chocolate bars, because chocolate had to be rationed, and they needed to make sure chocolate didn't melt. So M&Ms were a food that came out of World War II. When everybody came home, the war was over, the M&M chocolate candy just exploded, and I believe it came from Hershey's. Then, freeze-dried coffee or instant coffee. Instant coffee came out of World War II. Cheetos and Pringles, those potato chips. And the Cheetos, it was supposed to be like a way to make a cheese meal that was dehydrated and non-perishable. So that's how a spray of cheese powder would be on like a puffed corn or something like that. So they made that during World War II. A lot of the saccharin, a lot of the sugar substitutes, because sugar had to be rationed, so they had to figure out how to make sugar substitutes where a little something could be super sweet and take the place of pounds of sugar. So, you know, during wartime, there was a lot of creativity. Just like now, during our pandemic, there's been a lot of creativity and people figuring out how to do things. Well, unfortunately, China is, I think, being a little too creative. And so we are hearing that for one day only, China, in their McDonald's, is going to be offering a Spam and Oreo cookie-type burger for about 13 won, or that equals about $2 American. And it's been all over their Weibo, and their Weibo is like their Twitter. And people are like, ooh, it's gross. I think it looks good. Because, you know, I've had Spam. Spam also came from World War II. Spam stands for a few different things. Spam could be spiced ham. It could be specially processed meat. Hold on a second. Spam stands for, wait a second, I wrote something about this the other day. Specially processed American meat or scientifically processed animal matter. And Spam, which is really, really huge in Hawaii, has pork, ham, salt, sugar, sodium nitrite, and I think potato starch. Am I right about that? Let me look up the ingredients. Yeah, only 6 ingredients to Spam. And the reason why Spam became very popular in World War II is, again, it was a meat that didn't have to be refrigerated. It could be in a can. Small cans. You open up the can, you have a piece of meat that you could chew in, and, you know, Spam came about in the 1930s, and they made it tastier and tastier and added, you know, food coloring and things like that. But for World War II, it fed the soldiers. It kept our soldiers fed, and it was a meat, and it was a protein product and gave them calories. So Spam became big in World War II, and some cultures still love Spam and eggs and that. So I had no idea that China had an affinity for it. So basically, you get 2 all Spam patties, special sauce, Oreo crumbles all on a sesame seed bun for $2. Now, some people think it's disgusting. I don't. I want to bite into one of those. That just looks yummy. And see, it stinks because Spam isn't kosher. Yeah, I'm going to have to call my rabbi and see if I'd be, you know, if I could get a waiver. See, we're not supposed to eat pork products when you're Jewish, you know, and ham, and oh, Canadian bacon. I've already been to confession, right? I'll go to my friend's Catholic church and do confession, right? Because, you know, the priest is like, so what? You just had Canadian bacon. You know, but I'm like, yeah, but, you know, I don't want my rabbi to know, so let me do my confession here. And then, you know, I'll pray and, oh my gosh, Canadian bacon is so yummy. And I think it's just because of the texture. I mean, when I eat meat, I can't eat soft meat. That's why I don't like chicken liver or pates or, let me just dig my teeth and tear into that meat. And Spam has that texture where you can, same thing with like ham. It's oh my gosh. I think it's cool. I think it's super, super cool. So I could eat that all day if I got a chance to. But honestly, my problem with burgers is I really think one thing we've been missing is the crunch to burgers. See, burgers used to be crunchy because you'd have crispy lettuce or you'd have onion. So you would, you know, when you ate into a burger, there'd be a crunch to it. We don't have that anymore. When you go to McDonald's, it's all kind of, you know, the lettuce is kind of really soft and the onions are really small, so you don't really hear a lot of crunchies. The onions just kind of slide down the back of your throat. And maybe Jack in the Box, sometimes it gets really nice and crisp and fresh, but sometimes that kind of gets soggy with the ketchup. And so I really think a hamburger is supposed to have a crunch. Also, hamburgers are supposed to have ham in it. So I call it hamburgers, and we haven't done that. We've used ground beef. So for a hamburger to actually have some ham and have some crunch, I think it's a long time going. A long time coming. So China's going to do this. We'll see what happens. Apparently, they are following after, I don't know if it was in Hong Kong or South Korea, but apparently they had a ice cream fry sundae that was huge in Asia. Because apparently people were dipping their fries in ice cream. I've done that, right? Dip my fr- if there's no ranch dressing, I need something creamy to stick my fry into. I don't understand why I do that because fries are yummy as they is, as they are. But, you know, anyway. So apparently, I need to find out who did that. But it was like a a French fry something. And it was a huge hit. So we'll see. Hold on a second. I got that. Hold on. No. I have to be right. Oh, Singapore. Singapore launched a sundae full of French fries. So you know what? Fast food is definitely getting the hit. You'd think they'd be making more money because of drive-through, but everybody's taking a hit. So they're going to be creative. Spam an Oreo burger. I'd try it. Again, I got to ask the rabbi. He could give me a waiver. I don't think he'll be able to do that. Maybe I'll do what they do in California to get the vaccine. Maybe I'll pay money, right, to get a vaccine. I'm not going to do that, but I'll pay money so I could get to eat one of these. 1-877-DOC-BELLY. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
I'll have a blue Christmas without you. I'll be so blue just thinking about you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So a lot of the emails I got, I thought it'd be about Derek Carr's groin strain, but it wasn't, which is good. From what I understand, Dak Prescott's doing good. I love getting the sports questions, but many of them had to do with some of the headlines on how vaccine rollout might be different than originally planned. It might leave older people out. It might leave certain minorities out. It might highlight certain minority groups. And some people wanted some clarification on what's going on there. And, you know, there, the problem we have with news these days is there's a lot of opinion. Okay? I have a radio show. I give you the news, and then I add my opinion. And it's kind of pretty predictable when it's my opinion and when it's not. I'll report something, and then I'll be like, this is what I think, okay? And you know, unfortunately, though, with the news stations that are news, people will sit there and give their opinion, and they will twist the news to opinion. The headline will twist. And so there's a lot of misinformation, there's a lot of fear, there's a lot of, you know, questions, and unfortunately, when somebody does something halfway, you can really kind of stir up a lot of drama, and maybe that's what some of the news agencies want. Maybe they want drama. So throughout the whole pandemic, there has been little flirtations with the concept of older people are older. Shouldn't we try and save the young? And when I heard about some of that, I was like, oh, hell no. Okay, because what's old? 55 years old? 63? What's old? 90? The average 60-year-old I know is going to live another 3 decades. So what's old? And so these issues, these op-eds, or these flirtations with triaging based on age, had started early on in the pandemic because people were panicking. And they thought that if everybody was going to die, then, you know, we need to save the young people. And, you know, the older people had their lives, when we saw the majority of the people were kind of middle-aged to older, and we didn't really see a lot of young people's deaths. So that topic didn't gain steam until people are trying to bring it up again now with the vaccines. There's a lot of debate on should older people get the vaccine or should younger people that have demographics that put them at risk. And so then debates ensue. In fact, when people were bringing up how older people should not get the vaccine, there was also suggestions, even by doctors, that if somebody doesn't wear a mask, right, they shouldn't get treatment, or they should be DNR, or they should. I mean, there has really been some very non-American sort of things coming out of people's mouths throughout this pandemic, and I'm kind of embarrassed, you know, that you would have doctors sit there and, you know, try to throw and threaten DNR orders at people. And again, it's because we are in a system that wasn't people's faults, it's government faults, where we don't have enough hospital beds. My state is 3 million people, and we only have 6,600 hospital beds for 3 million people throughout the whole entire United States. Whose fault is that? It's not Taco Bell's fault. It's not the corner bakery's fault. It's not somebody who couldn't breathe and had to take off their mask's fault. This is a government fault. People are, you know. It's also not our fault that we don't have enough vaccines. So if you are somebody that paid your, you know, you're somebody that paid your taxes, you marched with Martin Luther King, you helped build our roads, you helped build our subway system, you're now 70, 80 years old, you're white, black, Hispanic, should you not get a vaccine because you're of a certain age? Now, luckily, the CDC has said, all right, people 75 and older get their vaccine, etc. So it looks like we're not going to see discrimination from an age point of view, although there has been a lot of calls for discrimination subvertly, saying old people stay home, seniors stay home. We could all open up if seniors stay home. Just how many more months do seniors have to stay home? Seniors don't travel. Seniors don't do this. Kids don't go back to school for seniors. So it's already starting to cause an anti-senior sort of sentiment. But what about the states looking at doing demographics which demographics should get the vaccine first? So some of you might be like, okay, how did this come up? Well, some of the arguments to vaccinate based on race has come up because we have seen a disproportion of deaths and morbidity and mortality in African Americans. And so if you have a high-risk group, they should probably be, you know, front of the line to get the vaccine. I'm seeing also a huge rise in Hispanics also suffering. Is it because there might be comorbidities like diabetes? Is it because of heart disease? Does it have to do with the ACE2 receptor? I don't know. But if we are seeing certain groups that are more at risk, it does make you wonder if they should get their vaccines first. Now, if these groups are at higher risk because they've been essential workers, if we are seeing, like, for example, in California, they say 2/3 of all California's excess deaths during the pandemic were people without college degrees, half were Black or Latino. So if the demographic isn't the cause of the higher COVID, but their employment being in front, the front line and having to work in that area or in that facility, whether it's a hospital, whether it's a restaurant, whether it's a grocery store, then you would stratify the vaccines based on essential workers, frontline workers. So they need to figure this out. If there is a demographic that is disproportionately affected, you know, they need to get protected. If it's because they're working in a field or an industry that's at high risk, that industry needs to get the shot. So you're going to see a lot of back and forth. You're going to also see, unfortunately, some twists of the headlines. And, you know, we need to be very, very careful as we need to tread lightly as we start to talk about, you know, who do we triage? Who do we give the shot to? Another concern that some people have is if you do decide to take a demographic and say, okay, you know, we are going to give this race the shot first, is that discriminatory? Because what if there are side effects to the vaccine? And so now you're making somebody be front line. You're making somebody be the guinea pig. So, you know, how we do this rollout has to be done very, very carefully and with, you know, some sense. And I'm on the side of whoever is at highest risk should get the shot first. If there's a genetic makeup that puts you at highest risk, you get the shot first. If there's an age that puts you at highest risk, you get the shot first. If you are in a profession that puts you at highest risk, you get the shot first. I don't believe Congress people or, you know, executive branch are at high risk. I get that the government always has to be protected. That's why I was so upset with what happened with Ebola, where we had a patient in Texas who had Ebola, and we were completely out of ZMAP. And it was the first patient in America with Ebola. How the hell were we out of ZMAP? Because that medicine was probably stored and hoarded for government officials. All right, that's not cool. So are older lives worthy? Absolutely. The concept of, well, you know, they're older and we need to save the young. Right now we are not having a lot of children and 21-year-olds and, you know, 30-year-olds, comprising the chunk of the majority of this. You know, we're seeing huge spreads in nursing homes and assisted livings, and so I don't want to hear anybody say that an older individual should not be allowed to get the vaccine. I think that's absolutely ridiculous. And I think when we do move forward with who gets the vaccine, once we get more vaccines, we make sure that all high-risk populations, whether it's unemployment, whether it's demographics or medical conditions, get the vaccine without question. And we don't so much make it because there's been some discussions that, you know, some demographics are benefiting from this. Well, if you have people trying to pay to cut the line, yeah, that's a problem. When you have young Congress people getting their shot, that's a problem. So we'll keep you guys posted on that. 1-877-DOCTOR.
My baby's gone. I have no friends to wish me greeting. Once again, what will be singing?
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Well, the bill should have happened sooner.
Republican Senator John Kennedy of Louisiana speaking there on Fox News regarding a new coronavirus relief bill, which is expected to pass today and then be signed by President Trump. As far as if the bill will help, Senator Kennedy reminds everyone.
Oh, it's real help. It's $1 trillion, for God's sakes. What is that, $1,000 million?
Part of that plan does include another check of up to $600 for Americans that qualify. President Trump's re-election campaign is wanting the Supreme Court to get involved in the dispute over the election. At issue is the state's mail-in voting system that came under scrutiny ahead of the November election, the campaign saying they violated the Constitution by setting up looser mail-in voting rules. You're listening to USA Radio News. A third suspect is being charged in connection with the Pan Am Flight 103 terrorist bombing over Lockerbie, Scotland, 32 years ago. Attorney General Bill Barr saying there is no question the Pan Am attack was aimed at the United States.
The operation had been ordered by the leadership of Libyan intelligence. Gaddafi had personally thanked Massoud for the successful attack on the United States.
All eyes remain on Georgia with control of the Senate up for grabs in the Georgia runoffs. Former U.N. Ambassador Nikki Haley says the GOP can't rely on just the base to push past the Democrats. Haley telling Fox News they need to capitalize on the inroads President Trump made with minority voters to keep the two crucial Senate seats.
If you look at our last event in Forsyth County, you saw it was multicultural, multi-generational. I mean, those are the people that President Trump helped build. We have to build on top of that.
USA Radio News.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we believe congressional leaders have reached a deal on a $900 billion package. This happened late last night. Has enhanced unemployment benefits of $300 a week, direct stimulus payments of $600 to individuals making less than $75,000 a year. It hasn't been filed yet. From what we understand, the House is planning to move first. We should get their vote later today. And then the senior Democratic aide told CNN that the bill text was expected to be filed between 10 a.m. and 11 a.m., but there were some technical difficulties uploading the bill and printing it, which is the reason for the holdup. So the House is supposed to vote on the final COVID-19 relief package later today, along with a $1.4 trillion omnibus spending bill for a new fiscal year. Where all the money's coming from, not sure, but, you know, people need the money. So in this $900 billion package, there is going to be money for movie theaters, cultural institutions, $1.4 billion they save for the border wall. Churches and faith-based institutions are now eligible for PPP loans. Thank God. They have employees, too, you know. $25 billion is given for rental assistance, including utilities. Now, I'm not sure if that helps landlords. I think that's for tenants, so I'm not sure what's happening with landlords. Small businesses, I guess, get $325 billion in relief in PPP lending and other programs. The bill renews programs from existing coronavirus packages, such as $284 billion for paycheck protection loans. I need to look up, some of you have asked if somebody who received a PPP loan back in May that ended, that covered them till July, if they get to reapply again. I believe so, but I think those who never got it first round need to get first dibs. So I'm not entirely sure but it's one of those things where it's like first comes, first serve. My guess is if you've gotten it already, if you haven't gotten it, make sure you are the first to apply. I mean, just be ready to click that button. The $300 per week in enhanced unemployment benefits, it's nice. It's obviously less than the $600 per week. The $600 per week was very, very nice, very generous. It helped people make an extra $2,400 a month. The issue that unfortunately people had is when, you know, companies were allowed to open up back in the summer, many people didn't want to come back. And or what they did is they pretended that they didn't get enough hours so they could still keep their job working a few hours a week and then still collect the extra $600 plus unemployment. And unfortunately, there were people that took advantage. So the $300 per week is hopefully less of an incentive for people to take advantage. But, you know, an extra $1,200 a month to help people who need, you know, income. I don't know if it's going to be enough. You know, it's half of what people were getting before, and companies are closed. You know, it's frustrating when companies are opening saying, guys, come back, and people don't want to. But if the company doesn't exist anymore, or if there's no work available, nobody's hiring, you know, people need help. So we'll see if that $300 per week is enough or not. In the meantime, everybody making under $75,000 per year is going to get an extra $600. Hopefully they get that, you know, for Christmas shopping and for the new year. There is going to be an increase in the maximum number of weeks of state unemployment to 50 weeks. $15 billion for movie theaters and cultural institutions. So, you know, movie theaters, there's been a lot of debate on, you know, why they should get money. My issue is it's all a domino effect. I've been very worried about the movie theaters. And, yeah, I like to go to the movies. I don't go to the movies a lot. You know, I like movies. And, you know, I've been fine streaming and all that. But the movie theaters, they order a lot of food. They have a lot of custodial. They have a lot of square footage. So there's a lot of commercial real estate depending on movie theaters. And then employees. If the movie theaters go under, then what happens to the movie industry? Not that we're all playing a violin for the movie industry, because many of these people make a lot of money. And, you know, they don't really seem to, you know, be as, you know, supportive of, you know, a lot of things that, you know, the little folk need. But, you know, if the movie industry doesn't have theaters, then they do less work. Then they do less TV shows. They do less movies. They have less in marketing. They have less staff, less makeup, costume, carpentry work. Of course, their real estate and their, so the movie industry puts a lot of money into the economy. And so for them to be helped, even though they would, it wouldn't be very popular for the movie industry to get money, if you help out the movie theater industry, then you're going to be helping out Hollywood. And there's a lot of jobs. I have a friend that works in the movie industry, and there's so many roles, and you know, it's not just all about the actors. And there's a lot of people whose jobs are on the line. So I'm a fan of trying to keep movie theaters open because of the commercial real estate and the jobs and the trickle effect of that, as well as cultural institutions. I mean, you know, we take our arts for granted. And, you know, you have people that, you know, our cultural institutions and our shows in Vegas, especially in Las Vegas, Nevada, you know, people come out to Vegas, not only to gamble, but to see shows, and the entertainment industry is huge. And so cities like ours that really rely on the entertainment industry are broken. So I don't know if the $15 billion would be enough, but, you know, yeah, hopefully it's something. So churches and faith-based institutions, they have had a lot of attendance issues. Their contributions suffer because when you go, you know, and, you know, pass around the basket or you get reminded to donate, donations are down. We still kept ours up, but, you know, our attendance is down. And so, you know, now churches and faith-based institutions can get PPP money because most churches and institutions hire staff. It's not all volunteers. So that's a good move. The bill also extends a moratorium on evictions through January 31st. There's a $25 billion package in there to provide assistance to those who are struggling to make rent. According to the summary, these families will be able to utilize this assistance for past due rent, future rent payments, as well as to pay utility and energy bills and prevent shutoffs. And that's true. I mean, you know, you might be able to not get evicted from your apartment, but is the power bill going to shut off power? Is the water bill going to shut off water? So that's an issue. So they say negotiators combined the bill with a $1.4 trillion measure to keep the government open, along with extension of expiring tax provisions. There were a lot of negotiations. I don't believe there's going to be any government, business owner protections against liability. I think that got kicked out. There's going to be a tax credit to employers who provide sick leave to their workers, $7 billion to expand broadband access at the time of remote working at school, $9 billion in treasury investments in community development, financial institutions, and minority depository institutions, and enhances on low-income housing tax credit. There's going to be $82 billion for schools, $4 billion for K-12, $23 billion for higher education relief, and $908 million for for-profit colleges for financial aid. The bill allows the federal government to reimburse contractors for costs of paid leave. So we don't see aid to state and local governments and the liability protections for businesses that the Republicans looked for. So Democrats were hoping for more state aid. So I'm not sure if this covers it all. Yeah, colleges need help. I mean, everybody needs help. You know, it's just, you know, to what degree? You know, when we heard that, you know, colleges like Harvard was applying for millions for PPP money, and they already have millions. It definitely, you know, caused a lot of concern. So, you know, which industry needs it the most? 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdaliah.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So over the weekend, we were able to hear about a few more people's experiences with the COVID-19 vaccine from Pfizer. Moderna's vaccine was approved on Friday. We believe the rollout of the Moderna vaccine already started, and people are supposedly getting Moderna vaccine today. But of the side effects being reported were still under the Pfizer biotech vaccine. And the Pfizer biotech vaccine had been rolled out to many hospital workers. We're hoping more frontline. We heard some suits got it first. But many ICU nurses, many nurses, custodial staff, people within the hospital were able to get the vaccine. And we had set up a page called the COVID vaccine experience, good, bad, neutral, because I wanted people to feel comfortable about telling us how they felt. And, you know, the majority of the the majority of the entries so far, you guys could go to that Facebook page, saying they feel fine. Feel good. So far, so good. Some had reported arm soreness. Some had reported muscle aches. Some had reported fatigue, body aches, feeling tired. One wasn't feeling good for a good couple days, bounced back. Another one had a more severe kind of course, but took some prednisone, felt better, and had very interestingly had said, you know, I would rather be in a hospital for anaphylaxis than a hospital for COVID. You know, and many of you have asked me, you know, Dr. Dahlia, what about you and your family and all that? You know, would you risk getting an allergic reaction with a vaccine? And I echo what she says. I do not want to get COVID-19 to the degree where it puts you in the hospital, it starts to fill up your lungs start to fill up with that glue, go into cytokine storm, and you need a ventilator. Once you need a ventilator, it's rare to be able to come out of it. And so I would much rather, you know, be in a hospital facility getting a vaccine with the rare, I mean, we're talking, you know, one in hundreds of thousand chance of getting an allergic reaction and having people there with the epinephrine, with the oxygen, with the steroids if I need it. I'd rather do that than unfortunately be in the hospital for COVID. You know, at least with a lot of allergic reactions, we could reverse it. Now, that being said, if we find out that this vaccine becomes very antigenic and you know, very, very allergic, it's not going to get rolled out. I mean, we wouldn't have enough epinephrine. But for now, it's so far and few between that, no one's slowing down on the rollout with the exception of that one hospital. Now, that hospital that had closed down, I believe it was in Aurora, Illinois. I need to double check. Near Chicago. I don't believe they've disclosed what were the reactions. But it wasn't the full-blown anaphylaxis. Apparently we had, I think, three anaphylaxis in Alaska. Could have been a bad lot. Not sure. But in the hospital in Illinois, I don't believe we know what those adverse reactions were. So my guess, though, is you know, people getting achy the next day, people feeling sore, people maybe feeling nauseous, people feeling tired, you know, those sorts of side effects, they unfortunately come with vaccination because it's trying to induce your immune system, try to wake that immune system up, trying to get it to learn, you know, what it needs to, that mRNA causes the muscle cell to form a protein. And, you know, people have asked, why then are the reactions so quick? Well, if the reaction is very, very quick, it's not so much the mRNA and the coding of the spike protein, which will take a few weeks. It's the days to weeks. It would be the adjuvants. The adjuvants. So the FDA is starting to focus what they think could be the cause of some of these allergic reactions, and it is the polyethylene glycol they believe might be causing it. So many vaccines have polyethylene glycol, and we've talked about the ingredients. So in the Pfizer biotech vaccine, it has the messenger ribonucleic acid, or the mRNA. It has lipids, because the lipids have to surround it. You can't just have genetic material willy-nilly. So there's like a protective lipid coat of 4-hydroxybutyl azanidiol bishexane 6,1-diol-bis-2-hexyldecanate. All right? Does that clarify? Then there are two polyethylene glycol 2000 NN-dietetra-diacetylacetamide, and then 1,2-disteryl-glycerol-3-phosphocholine and cholesterol. Then you got some potassium chloride, some monobasic potassium phosphate, sodium chloride, dibasic sodium phosphate dihydrate, and then some sucrose, just in case, I guess, somebody wants to lick their fingers when it's done. I'm not sure. But sucrose is there. The Moderna vaccine has similar components, not identical. It has the messenger RNA. It has the lipids. It has the trimethamine, hydrochloride, acetic acid, sodium acetate, and sucrose. But it also has the pyethylene glycol. Well, pyethylene glycol has been known to be antigenic, and people have had anaphylaxis reactions. There was a case report back in 2016 published in Allergy, Asthma, and Clinical Immunology talking about how, and this was back in 2016, how people need to be aware of adverse events, and there should be proper labeling to prevent PEG-mediated hypersensitivity. So when we heard that this COVID vaccine got rolled out, and we had a couple anaphylaxis cases in the UK, we had some cases, in Alaska, the FDA started to the first culprit would be the polyethylene glycol because it's been known to cause side effects. Now, what's going to be very, very interesting is, are we going to not see this anaphylaxis in older individuals, but in more younger individuals? Younger individuals get more vaccines. If polyglycol is very common in vaccines, then probably see more anaphylaxis in the younger individuals because they have more priming of their immune system. I'm not saying that's what's going on, but these are things that the FDA is obviously looking at. Older individuals, from what we understand, aren't seeming to have as many. I think there was one case in a senior. Unfortunately, one senior, I believe, had a stroke. And so they ended up having, they don't think it was the vaccine that caused the stroke. The patient just ended up having a stroke coincidentally. They're looking and making sure that the vaccine didn't cause that. We talked about the facial palsy, the Bell's palsy. There's been studies looking at people that have fillers in their face. They may be more inclined to getting a facial palsy or a Bell's palsy with a vaccine if they've had facial fillers. Now, Angelina Jolie had Bell's palsy, and she recovered nicely. I don't know if she gets fillers or not. It looks like Brad Pitt got fillers. A lot of people in Hollywood get fillers. I'm probably due because I got the marionette lines, and I don't know. I haven't started yet because once you start, you can't stop. So I haven't started with the fillers, but there have been some discussions that those who get facial fillers might be more at risk of getting, unfortunately, the Bell's palsy, which is inflammation of the seventh cranial nerve, the facial nerve, such that you get an eye drooping, and, you know, it looks like you had a stroke on one side, but you still have good tone and no numbness and tingling, and you still have the ability to, you know, talk and things like that. It just unfortunately could alter your taste, cause heavy hearing and facial paralysis. So they're looking at that. So honestly, I believe when it comes to the side effects that we're still luckily seeing as few as possible, I would not advise anybody who had an allergic reaction to the vaccine to get another one. I would, if it was a severe reaction, I just don't know. Now, some people are saying, well, if they are, we'll put them in a very isolated setting and watch them for the reaction and give them the epinephrine and the prednisone, etc. We've kind of done that with syphilis, where if you're allergic to penicillin, if you need the penicillin, we're going to give it to you anyway and then make sure we help protect you against the vaccine. But I don't think they're making that recommendation yet. 1-877-DOC-SALLY, don't go away.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.